morning. But right now, we've got something that might be of interest to folks out there who maybe wanted to or have had experience driving a bus. David Hall is joining us from the Educational Service Center. They've got the bus driver recruitment, I guess, substitute bus drivers. David, what is this all about? How did this come about? What's the need here?
The ESC usually facilitate meetings with all the superintendents in the county, and there's a bus driver shortage pretty much statewide.
Do you know why that is? What's the reason for that?
It's a turnover in the bus drivers, and the various reasons. Some of them are getting older, just trying to recruit more people into the profession.
So what is taking place to get people involved to be able to, be a proficient bus driver for the county?
Different districts are doing different things. A lot of them are either paying for their training to acquire their CDL license and reimburse the driver for them, and also for our incentive pay for them and various things like that to try to recruit them to come in. But trying to help them go through the process and pay for the process for them.
So, David, you talked about the need for bus drivers. Are we looking for permanent drivers or fill-in drivers?
We're looking for all drivers, permanent drivers, fill-in drivers, sub-drivers, anything in the county that we can recruit. All the districts in the county are hurting on drivers, even if we sometimes utilize first student as well. They can also use drivers as well.
As a superintendent, when you have a shortage, if you do, how do you respond to that?
Usually what happens is I have a shortage of drivers. Like today, for example, may have a shortage of driver. I call my sub drivers about 6 in the morning, or if I can try to call them the day before, I'll try. And if I don't have any sub drivers on staff, then I'll try to call contact area superintendents, see if they have one to loan me. Or we usually share drivers if needed. And if we exhaust all of our drivers' resources, then what we'll do is we'll have combined routes together. The drivers will come in and start figuring out a plan of action to take, whether we pick students up early or pick them up later.
What hours might a driver work?
The driver will work probably about 3.5 hours a day, or four to five hours, anywhere between 3.5 to 5 hours a day. The hours they will work would be from 6:40 to about 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning, then come back in afternoon time and start work at probably about 3 o'clock to about 4:30.
It seems that was this something that would be done outside of the school year? We're kind of in the middle of the school year. Obviously, this need was already known. Was there already an effort to try to get bus drivers during the summer months to get them prepared for the new school year?
Yes, we've always been constantly trying to recruit drivers. All the districts have been. From word of mouth to advertisement to bulletin boards to newspaper articles, we started recruiting probably towards the end of last year, knowing that we had a shortage. We constantly have it on our websites to try to recruit drivers.
So now, if people are interested, what's the process right now? What do they need to do?
Now, the first process is I would advise them to either contact the school. If they don't have any idea how to go through the process, contact your local school and talk to the transportation department and let them know that they are interested in becoming a school bus driver. The first process the school will tell them to do is get their temporary CDL certificates, which they have to go to the motor vehicle department, and then they'll take a test. They'll get a booklet and take a temporary test. It's like a driver license. The next process they'll probably have to do is get an ID check, because we do have to have a background check. And then that way they should be almost ready to go. Then we'll send them for start training them at the school site to drive a bus. And we have to send them later for another training for a CDL Class B license as well.
What do you think is, the certain personality of a bus driver? If you have a CDL, sometimes you're delivering packages. You're on your own. You're in the cab. You're on a school bus driver. There's a lot of interpersonal reaction. You're dealing with a lot of kids. What advice would you have for somebody who's going to get into that profession?
I would tell them, make sure that's what you want to do, because you have about between 60, maybe 60 or so kids, 60 or 70 kids, possibly on a bus, different attitudes, different personalities. I always tell my bus drivers that, you're the first person that student may see in the morning time. You can determine whether, how that day goes for that child. by greeting him nicely, get him, make sure he's situated, first contact with that parent in the morning time to let them know, reassuring them. So you have to have a listening, caring attitude as a bus driver, and also making sure you're organized enough to have your bus, the seating charts ready to go, and when you're dropping them off, make sure that you're, you know, make sure they're getting home safely, and that's where the caring attitude comes in.
Absolutely. Now that I think about it, there is that one point where sometimes, no matter what's happening at school or at home, sometimes that bus driver is the, you know, friendliest face you'll see all day, depending on how your day is going to go. Well, David, we appreciate your time this morning. David Hall, Superintendent of Oberlin Schools. Thanks for sharing the information about this and the bus driver's recruitment going on throughout the county. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to remind everybody that the fair is tomorrow, our 30th, from 1 to 5.
Say that again, please.
The recruiting fair.
Okay.
Is at the ESC, Educational Service Center, from 1 to 5 on November the 30th.